This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google Plus are just some of the most popular social networking services in use today by people reaching out to families and friends and by businesses and organizations using it to connect with customers and patrons. Joining me this afternoon to discuss the latest trends in social media services, Chris Brewer, Chief Consulting Officer at Zavudi.com, a local company that provides web, mobile, and social solutions to organizations ranging from startups to Apple. Also, Dave Hatter, partner at the consulting and development firm Definity Partners. And later in the show, the latest in high-tech gadgets with the Consumer Electronic Association's Digital Answer Man. Now, you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org. And of course, since we're talking about social media, you can always find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Chris, I have friends who say that everyone's on social media, and I think they have a point. I mean, my station's on social media. How vast has the social media world become?
I think it's pervasive, absolutely. I in fact, don't know anyone that I can think of that is not on one of the social services.
And there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's Pinterest. Just how many social networks are there, Chris, and have we lost track?
There's really sort of the big five that you mentioned, I think, four of those big five. But in actual count, I don't know how many there are, but I would venture a guess that there are hundreds, if not thousands. One of the trends that we see over at Zavudi is sort of the dawn of the niche social network, and that's a social network that has a specific purpose, not just hanging out with friends, but actually meeting new acquaintances that share an interest. So I think we're seeing an expanding number of social networks, definitely.
Dave, in your experience, how vast is the social media world?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with Chris. It's pretty huge. When you get right down to it, you know, Facebook has over 1 billion users. And I think also to Chris's point, you are starting to see these niche networks break off so that even with something like LinkedIn, which tends to be more niche and business oriented, you've got people who want to get together within an industry or something and want to, you know, cut down some of the noise and clutter. So it's massive. And if you just look at usage trends, the introduction of mobile devices where people spend more time online and on social media through these devices, I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think you're going to see increased ubiquity of it everywhere you go.
And what are the demographics for people who are using social media?
Well, it started out, obviously, with younger people, like most of these technology things. I think most of the early adopters were younger people, but I think you're starting to see it spread. In fact, some of the more recent statistics I've seen are that actually some of the largest growth on Facebook is in older demographics where folks are finally starting to get online. And, of course, the teenagers are like, oh, no, my dad's on here now, so I'm out of this thing, man. Whoa, get me out of here.
Well, that brings up, you know, the rules of etiquette. Don't put anything on Facebook or Twitter that you wouldn't want your parents to view, right?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I think that's probably one of the most misunderstood things. People don't really understand the security and privacy settings of these things. And I think the best advice in general is if you don't want someone to see it, simply do not put it online because there really is no privacy. Anything you post essentially lives forever. I can share something that you didn't want me to share without any kind of malintent towards you.
That's right.
You got to be thinking constantly about what you're saying.
And more that data is being mined by, you know, companies like even the insurance business. They're looking at who your associates are online, and they're basing risk factors on that information. So, social media has long tentacles in your life.
And so the advice is to be careful what you put out there.
Absolutely, and maybe even be a little bit careful about who you're building links with in the social sense.
There is a story I just found today, which I thought was really timely for this. Offensive tweets lead to unemployment for Business Insider CTO. So here you have the chief technology officer of Business Insider, and this is something he posted over 3 years ago. Now, apparently this guy has a long track record of saying what, in my opinion, is just insane stuff. But it finally caught up with him. And again, this is a technology guy, someone that should understand how these things work. And to Chris's point, know how this data can be aggregated and last forever. So I thought it was kind of shocking, but really timely at the same time. And people really need to be careful what they're doing out there.
Facebook, Twitter, or something else, give us a call about what you prefer and what you use it for, 513-419-7100. Chris, is there a difference in who's using the specific sites? For example, the idea that Facebook attracts the older crowd and Twitter the younger people?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And of course, LinkedIn, as Dave mentioned, is much more of the professional audience. Pinterest is a very interesting social network. It its numbers skew heavily towards the female population, although that is actually picking up steam on the other side of that table as well with men. But definitely these social networks do appeal to different audiences.
And I think it really, when you get right down to it, it kind of boils down to this whole idea of the niche versus the general. Facebook is pretty open-ended. You know, Twitter is more of a one-way push kind of thing where you don't generally tend to have as much interaction on it. You got LinkedIn, which is really geared more towards business professionals, job hunters, B2B. So, you know, they're really all over the map. And in my opinion, the value you can get out of any one of them kind of varies depending on what your goals and objectives
Absolutely.
Are and where your audience is. How do you find the right people out there to get your message out?
So if I'm a business or an organization, I better be aware of where my audience is, which of the specific networks they're using, or else I'm just wasting my time, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think if you want to maximize your return on investment and spend your time wisely, you really do need to do some basic analysis and try to figure out where you're going to be able to tap into your best audience.
Now, both my sons are 20-somethings, and they'll admit they're more into texting than they are into tweeting or Facebook. They use the social media sites, but they say they like the texting a lot more. What role does texting play in the whole social media world?
I just think that it's a much more direct one-on-one environment in which to communicate, right? So what I've seen, you know, as I have young kids, and as they get online in Facebook, you know, the initial sort of being jazzed about, hey, I'm online and, you know, I can make these interesting statements and sort of showcase who my personality or who I am, sort of gets drowned out by the incessant, almost generic posting that goes on in Facebook. And texting is just not that. It's very direct. It's, you know, one-on-one and very interactive in that way.
Yeah, I would think of it almost like a rifle approach versus a shotgun, right? If you're on Facebook, you throw something out there. Anyone potentially can see it, depending on the privacy settings, where generally with text, you're sending it to either one person or a small group of people. And I'd like to throw out, too, back to this idea of privacy, even though in theory, it's more of a direct channel between one or a small number of people, you really don't have any privacy there because you can't dictate what I might do with your text message. So the same
That's
rules
right.
apply. You have to understand that once you put it in any kind of electronic form, I don't care what it is, and hit send, it's out there. The genie's out of the bottle. So you should think about what you're saying and doing, regardless of the particular medium.
And going back to the idea of businesses using social media, is there a place where they can find information about which sites or which services to use? And are most businesses misusing social media, or are they actually learning how to utilize the power of social media?
I think most businesses are starting to figure it out. I think a lot of small businesses that don't have resources may still struggle with it. But back to your question, there's some excellent resources. Nielsen, ComScore, eMarketer, we can send you some links you can post that do all kinds of analysis of who's doing what and the growth in these things. And you can get some baseline idea of what might be a good place for you to go in terms of how to find the right audience and spend your time wisely and not just try to be everywhere all the time.
And that's actually where a lot of the changes in social media are happening. We're seeing the big five actually sort of consolidate their holdings in terms of, for example, Twitter just picked up a company called MoPub, I believe. And it's all about advertising. It's all about sort of identifying who you are and what you're doing online across all of the social networks. So not just Twitter, but now Twitter is interested in, hey, what are you doing on Twitter? What are you doing on Facebook? What are you doing on Pinterest? So they're actually creating a very robust advertising system for this modern era.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email us talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dave, since we're sharing things that we've read, I had to chuckle at this one blog I found. The writer posed the question. In fact, it was the title of his article: Did we exist before social media? And I mean, has it reached this point already?
That's a good question. It's pretty pervasive. You know, I think especially, for example, in today's world, if you're a job seeker, particularly looking for any kind of white collar job, if you're not using social media, and I would say in particular LinkedIn, because I've seen numerous metrics that say as many as 67% of recruiters use LinkedIn and 97% use it. I'm sorry, 97% use it, 67% use it exclusively. You're pretty much invisible. So, I mean, to a certain extent, unless you want to be off the grid, you need to figure out how you both from a business perspective and a personal perspective can use these tools to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It cuts both ways, right? So if you're sort of overposting your life, not a good thing. But if you're underposting, people are going to ask why. You know, it's a red flag. So I have a lot of acquaintances that actually sort of have dual lives online. They create accounts on, say, Facebook or whatever, using sort of a private friend name. And then they have a professional sort of presence online as well.
And I would add to that, because I haven't gone quite that far, but, you know, of the big five, I'm a very avid LinkedIn user. The thing has been incredibly powerful for me as a small business owner, and I could talk about it for days. But I use it in a very different way than I use Facebook, and Twitter Absolutely. Is somewhere in between for me. So it's Dave Hatter everywhere, but the kind of things I'm looking to do and the kind of stuff I'm putting into these channels varies widely across the three.
And so there's a difference in how the sites are being utilized. Each one has a unique purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's sort of their mission, right? I mean, they're carving out their niche.
And you know, critics of social media will say, this is just a fad. This is something that it's going to fade away. I mean, do you agree with that? Or
computers were just a fad too,
yeah,
I believe.
You'd never need more than 640K, said Ever. Bill Gates. You know, you hear that all the time. TV was just a fad. Radio was just a fad. You know, social media's been around. LinkedIn launched in 2003. The stuff isn't exactly new. And I think one of the key and most telling dynamics, in my opinion, about this is when you look at the amount of time people spend online on these sites, it's not just the number of people. They are spending more time, which tells me they must get value out of it or they wouldn't spend time there. Now, it may be totally unproductive. They're playing Candy Crush or Angry Birds or some kind of thing, right? But they're spending more time, which tells me you got more people and more time online. How can that be a fad?
And if you look at some of the newer technologies, sort of the app craze, you know, almost every app is tied into the social setting as well. So, no, it's here to stay. It's a component of what we do.
And two other aspects I would enter, if you put your business hat on for a second, Chris already touched briefly on the advertising thing. I mean, let's face it, that's how most of these people are making their money. So you've got these giant channels where people are giving you opt-in permission to market to them somehow, whether it's you individually or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. People are making a lot of money off this, but there's the second part of this from the data analytics, big data component, where they're collecting enormous amounts of data, sometimes known as data exhaust. I think that's a funny description, but there's enormous value in that data, not only to them, but to people who want to buy that data from them. So there's a lot of people making a lot of money off this. I don't believe it's a fad, and I don't think it's going away anytime in the near future.
How much has the rise of smartphones, how's that done and aiding social media sites?
Oh, I think it puts it in your pocket, right? I mean, you can't sort of get away from it. And I think that's been probably the biggest impact in sort of this, the ubiquity of the thing in terms of everyone's doing it all the time. You know, we get push notifications on our phones saying, hey, somebody just liked your post. And I think that kind of appeals to our ego a little bit that, hey, you know what, someone's interacting with me. Even when I'm sitting alone eating a lunch somewhere.
I completely agree. I think if you look at the growth trends, all of these things have had a, you know, sort of good upward trend for a while, but the virtual ubiquity of smartphones now has caused the growth to just go explosive, because you could be sitting in your dentist's office with nothing to do and, well, there's Facebook, right? And all of a sudden you're in a conversation, or there's Twitter. You know, it, to Chris's point, it's there all the time. You know, people, like 33% of people take their smartphone to the bathroom. So, you know, while I don't really understand the idea
I don't quite get that one either, but
you know, it's everywhere now, so I think people naturally tend to spend more time because it's more convenient and it's easier.
Has anybody done any studies on how much time people are actually spending on the social media sites?
Yeah, there's tons of metrics on that. And, you know, when you look at the numbers, the one consistent pattern you see is more people and more people spending more time using any one of the major sites out there. And in fact, I think the last metrics I saw for Facebook were, I think they may have crossed the threshold, and there's now more people accessing Facebook from a mobile device than a regular PC.
That's correct.
Do you think the world of social media is going to keep expanding? Is it going to be more and more and more companies, or is it going to be consolidation as the big players? For instance, the recent example being Facebook acquiring Instagram. Is it expansion, more and more companies, or is it consolidation in the future?
I think we're going to see both, right? I mean, the one thing about technology is it never ceases to innovate, right? So that there's going to be more and more opportunities for new social networks, but the big five are constantly acquiring. And we're actually seeing some non-social companies who are attempting to get into the social space and failing miserably, Apple being one of them. So I see both scenarios occurring.
I agree. And I think to a certain extent, they encroach on one another too. Like, you know, LinkedIn watches what Facebook does and takes some of their best ideas and sticks them in. Facebook has recently tried to sort of create this more professional profile thing. So, yeah, I think they understand their own space to a certain extent, but to the extent they can, want to encroach upon the others. But I do think you'll see more niche players too, where people want to get focused on something and don't want all the other stuff.
So how does the consumer take advantage of this growth?
I think it really boils down to you have to figure out what do you want to accomplish out of it. Like for me, I use LinkedIn primarily for business-related purposes. I don't talk about personal stuff really on there too much, whereas Facebook, I'm using it in a completely different way. And like I said, Twitter is somewhere in between. I think, you know, you have to decide, are you primarily using this for your own personal purposes? Do you have a business purpose for it? Like you're looking for a job or you own a business? And then figure out, you know, where is the right place to get in front of the audience you want to be in front of.
419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Chris, what do you see in the future for social media?
I see a lot of niche social networks, ones that are built specifically around a given interest. I see further consolidation in terms of the ad space, right? The notion that these social networks play off of each other, right? That's why when you're on Facebook, you constantly see content from other social networks being shared between them. So I see you know, a lot of investment by these social firms into that advertising space because really that's sort of the dream scenario for advertisers is being able to identify you not necessarily as a specific individual, but being able to identify your footprints in the snow, if it were, where you've been, where you're sort of headed, and that gives them some insight into how to market their products to you.
Yeah, and then deliver very targeted marketing, and then also take away all of this data that you're creating and that similar people to you are creating and look for other patterns. You know, the one thing I think that could be a potential downside for social media to a certain extent is all this most recent NSA revelations, because I think people, as more of this stuff comes out, are going to become increasingly aware, and I think this is a good thing, about security and privacy and, you know, does this data really last forever and how could this be used against me? And if you could take something I said here and something I said over there and something I bought here and suddenly create a pattern, you know, you have this minority report-like thing, but without the psychics in the tank, right? You use predictive analytics and say, well, I think Mark might be down on the corner and, you know, he's going to mug somebody at noon based on the pattern of this data. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. While it may sound somewhat conspiratorial and out there, I mean, it's a very real possibility as big data tools make it possible to aggregate and collate all this data. So I think you're going to see some pullback from this stuff to a certain extent, which is going to have an impact on the advertising and marketing as people try to figure out how out there should I really be.
Dave and Chris, thanks for joining us. Dave Hatter is a partner at Definity Partners and Chris Brewer, chief consulting officer at Zavudi.com. After the break, Jim Berry, digital answer man for the Consumer Electronics Association, joins us, and you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.